From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Happy Friday, Melissa.
Happy Friday to you.
Melissa and I were invited by NBC to take a sneak peek at the new miniseries, The Storm, which premieres at 8 p.m. Sunday, July 26th, and concludes on August 2nd. It's a two-part, four-hour event where the changeable forces of nature combine in the air, on land, and in the seas as the world counts down its final catastrophic hours. Starring in this ultimate tale of man against nature are James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek and Treat Williams from Everwood. So, Melissa, your thoughts on The Storm.
Okay, though storm may have had rain, sleet, snow, and hail, unlike our postal service, NBC does not deliver with this disappointing miniseries.
Oh.
There are lots of familiar stars in it, but they couldn't save it for me. What did you think?
They couldn't. Well, I enjoyed it. You know, for a made-for-TV miniseries, about the weather, I thought they went all out and did it well.
Okay, we're a major point counterpoint on this one.
So you didn't even think the special effects were that special?
No. The plot is like super simple. Bad government official wants to command weather and use this tool against other countries. And then the good scientist abandons a project when it backfires and is pursued to be eliminated. Yep. And that's pretty much it.
there were no surprises. I mean, I'm sure there was a plot twist or two.
Well, but the bad thing was they had some little side stories in there, but I never really cared about too much about those people.
Yeah, well, I will give you that. And Treat Williams plays a billionaire who makes history with weather creation technology at Atmospheric Research Institute. And the good scientist is James Vanderbeek, who demands that the system be terminated when a test goes wrong.
I'll go into a little detail about an example of why I did not care for this movie.
Okay.
James Vanderbeek's character, was it Dr. Kirk, I think, was his name? He escapes capture and death several unrealistic times, the best being when the policewoman assisting him stops the car they're both in, gets out, stands and shoots at the vehicle following them. You know, while that car's driving.
But she was a good shot.
But the two bad guys in that car are shooting at them while driving, and they miss her even though she's standing.
No, she was just a better shot.
But she hits them. That was like one of my very, very favorite things.
So, well, like you said, I guess the one positive thing for you were, you know, who all's in it. There are some recognizable names in the movie. Others that are, you know, that you'll remember from other TV shows are David James Elliott from JAG, and Terry Polo from The West Wing, John Larroquette from Boston Legal, and Luke Perry from Beverly Hills 90210. So it can't be all that bad with all these big names.
The script was just not good. And if a script isn't good, I don't think anybody can save it. Let me give you also my last little note.
Okay.
The line that summed it up. Luke Perry's character says, "Like you, I realize that controlling the weather is just a pipe dream. You can only mess with it, and the more you mess with it, the worse it gets." And the worse it gets is right on the money.
Wow, I hate to ask then, but I'm going to. From 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what do you give The Storm?
A two.
Because it's a two-parter, but it's a 4 hours.
Yes.
So upgrade to a four?
No.
Category four?
No.
Okay.
And, it is too bad because it did have really, you know, some really famous people in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I enjoyed it for what it was. I didn't try to think too hard while watching it, and I'll give it a 7. Because, it was enjoyable for me just watching all these TV stars in it.
Okay.
So, well, Melissa, you'll want to know then that Spike TV plans to re-air The Storm later August. leading up to a new weather-related series they've got going on. But for everyone else, watch it. It's The Storm. It airs on consecutive Sundays starting at 8 p.m. July 26th on NBC. And remember to tune in to the Oklahoman's TV TV Preview podcast again next week, because we'll be back to discuss another upcoming TV show. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime at your convenience.